Back here on KATE and Afternoons with Aaron. It's our usual Friday conversation. Albert Lea girls soccer, as the head coach of our Tigers, Amy Wackels, joins us. And Amy, good afternoon.
Hi.
We got a lot to recap from the week that was, and three games for your team, a big win against Faribault, a couple of very close losses to wrap up the week against John Marshall and Austin. Let's take it one at a time. Let's start with Saturday's game against Faribault. Your team at home put on a show, 8-0 win against the Falcons. Give us a recap of the first victory of the season for the Tigers soccer team and your first win as the head coach.
Yeah, it felt good. It was a good win. We really needed that. Last week, we had some tough games. You know, we played Owatonna, Century, Stuartville, and which were all pretty tough. And so it was just kind of nice to sit back and win a game and score some goals. So I think that was a good morale booster for the girls overall.
Do you remember offhand who led the team in goals that day?
Morgan Luring had 4. And then I believe Kendall Kennis had 2. And Kenzie Vanderside had 1.
So Morgan had 4. What do you call that? Because like 3 is like a hat trick. What do you call 4?
Hat trick plus 1?
Hat trick plus 1.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but it was good. And then Abby Chalmers had the other one. Yep. So it was fun to watch the girls win a game and just, you know, I think after losing a few games in a row, it's a little bit defeating. So you could just see their attitudes change on the field when they started scoring goals. So that was really good for us.
8-0 win against Faribault at the Gus on Saturday. The team was back at Jim Gustafson Field on Tuesday night. They lost to a Rochester John Marshall. 0-0 game at halftime. The Rockets win this one 2-1. I'll recap that matchup for us.
Yeah, so that matchup was probably the most even matchup we've had all year. That, you know, I kept telling the girls, I don't know if we should have won, but we could have won. You know, had it been a different day, different time, I think it could have gone the other way. We had an unfortunate event happen right before the game started, and my starting goalie had a knee injury. So about a minute before the game, our JV goalie Liz Wallace stepped in, and she did phenomenal. I mean, she did a really good job, but I think it kind of threw us for a loop right away, having Maddie get hurt. But you know what, we played tough. I feel like the games we played, we always have a few minutes where it kind of looks like a tornado, and we're trying to get over that and try to figure out how to calm ourselves on the field when that happens. So we had a little bit of that, and that's when one of their goals was scored. But overall, man, the girls played tough, and I was just really proud of them after that game.
Amy Wackels, head coach, Albert Lea girls soccer team, with us here on a KATE. And talking about that 2-1 loss to Rochester John Marshall, do you remember offhand, they score first, your team score first? When did the 3 goals take place?
Yep, so they scored first, right kind of at the beginning of the second half. And then Kendall Kenneth scored to tie it up. Kind of a weird shot. She shot and then was kind of pummeled by one of their players. And I think the goalie almost thought it was going to go out, and it just snuck right in the side of the goal. So that was pretty awesome to be tied. And then they scored their final goal with like a minute and a half left in the game. So that was a little bit of a heartbreaker. We just didn't have quite enough time. We had one corner kick at the very end in the last minute to try to tie it up, but we just couldn't quite do it.
Let's talk about it yesterday. Another a tough loss. The Austin Packers rival matchup over at the Westcott Sports Complex. Amy, give us a recap. Same score. Packers win this one 2-1. Talk about yesterday's, I assume, tough loss.
Yeah, it was. You know, those 2-1 losses, 1-0 losses are just tough because it's another one that, you know, could have really gone either way. Had we played them another day, another time, I think we could have won. And the wind was a huge factor last night, but that goes two ways. Austin had to deal with it too. So we started off with the wind in our backs and was hoping to just get a couple really big shots. You know, even 30 yards out, the wind was just blowing so strong. But just didn't really get that, but we were tied 1-1 at half, so it was an even matchup. And then second half, we were against the wind, and we struggled a little bit. Our possession wasn't quite as good, and we didn't really come out on our toes. We kind of came out after half on our heels, and Austin took advantage of that and scored. So, you know, overall, again, I feel like this is like a repeat. The girls played well. We just didn't have quite enough to overpower them.
Umber League girls soccer team now 1-6 on the season. And Amy, after another tough loss last night, is it a good thing for the team to be in action right away tonight?
You know, I think it is. After the game last night, we kind of had a good heart-to-heart talk after the game, kind of deciding, you know, if this is how we want to continue the season or if we're going to change it from here. And we had, earlier in the season, I had the girls do this grit test. And one of the questions was, do you love to win or do you hate to lose? And, you know, after last night, I think it was, you know, we all hate to lose more than we love to win right now. We just, it's kind of getting repetitive and we just kind of need to get out of this funk. But I think, there were some frustrations after the game last night. So I think the fact that we can come back and play today is a good thing. Obviously, a practice would have been nice too, just to kind of work on some of the things that we struggled with last night. But I'm hoping they can just kind of come together and we can really bring it hard to Worthington tonight.
Amy Wankels, head coach, Albert Lee Girls Soccer. And let's talk about the three games. Another busy week for Albert Lee Girls Soccer. Tonight at home against Worthington, a Tuesday at home against Mankato West, on the road on Thursday at Northfield. A couple of big nine opponents in there. Talk about the three games, Worthington, Mankato West, and Northfield, and what you know about all three teams.
I think today we have a pretty good chance to come out with a win. I think Worthington is, it's going to be a pretty good matchup. The Mankato teams are usually both pretty good. Mankato East is, you know, usually the dominant team in the Big Nine. So we're playing West. So I'm hoping that we, you know, can hold our own against them. And then same with Northfield. I think that will hopefully be a pretty even matchup as well. But I guess, you know, time will tell.
Yeah, looking at records, Worthington comes in with a 2-5 record tonight. You mentioned Mankato West, they're 5-2. On Northfield, 0-7 on the season, that game coming up on Thursday night. Amy Wankels, head coach of the Albert Lee girls soccer team. Again, they pick up their first win on Saturday. They beat Faribault 8-0. A couple of 2-1 losses, 1-2 a John Marshall and 1-2 a Austin this week. And Amy, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tonight and next week, and we'll talk again on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.